Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In this morning's program, honey production and its positive impact on the agriculture sector. Stay tuned to find out more. And as usual, our proverb of the day comes up at the end of the program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Good morning.
Keep houseplants in damp soil instead of water and keep flower pot sauces dry to prevent mosquito breeding. A message from the Ministry of Health.
It does not take a lot to establish your own apiary. You don't need large acreages. A bee yard is not labor intensive and most activities in the apiary are timely. Pollen and nectar gathered and converted by the bees for the use of man could not be economically harnessed any other way. Next to honey, bees generate several products of economic importance, such as beeswax or royal jelly. Senior Plant Protection Officer in the Apiculture Unit of the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Hugh Smith, tells us more about the national plan to increase the availability of beekeeping products in the local market.
Because we are encouraging some of these persons to have some attachment to the processing side, the making the sauces, making the wine, making the beer, making the bun, different items using honey as an input, or anything from the beehive as an input. So we are also expanding the reach in terms of the value chain.
Believe it or not, beekeeping is also important to food security. Some plants definitely need pollination as a result of bee activity in order to produce fruit.
There are specific plants, for example, pumpkin. It has a male and a female flower. They are separate. So they always require an insect to have pollination be done. If this insect is not in place, then you would not have a pumpkin as an output. So for the crop producer, honeybees do play a role in the pollination effort. So it's much larger than just the farmer in terms of a beekeeper obtaining something out of it. The crop producer benefits significantly from the beekeeping effort.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries wants you to report all sightings of imported honey, as this may pose a threat to our local beekeeping industry.
These imported honey, even when you throw the empty containers away, the honeybees will be finding the containers, taking the honey out and moving it to the beehive. This in itself can cause a disease in the beehive. So we're asking all beekeepers, all persons who enter the supermarket trade or on the streets to look out for imported honey.
Senior Plant Protection Officer in the Apiculture Unit of the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Hugh Smith. Report imported honey by calling the Bodles Agricultural Research Station in Old Harbor St. Catherine at 434-2144 or 464-4268.
Ready, set, go, Jamaica! Get your track shoes on for the Child Development Agency's Jamaica Fit for Children 5K Run Walk and Pushcart Derby, Sunday, October 19, on Nuxford Boulevard. Participate to help build Jamaica's first residential therapeutic center for children experiencing emotional trauma. Warm-up time, 6:30 a.m. Race time, 7 a.m. Registration, $1,000. Call 874-2705. Come get fit and support our children.
And now for our proverb of the day. When cocoa ripe, it must bust. Translation, when a cocoa is ripe, it must burst out of its pod. And this means whatever is on your mind will be revealed in due course. We've come to the end of this morning's program. Join us again next time. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, for producer Leanne Schaefer, I'm Vaughn Davis. Have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.